Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and very much needed. Thank you for all the edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You're a true man of God who does speak the truth. Keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Glory, glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're gathered together to worship God. We're gathered here to wait on Jesus, to learn to live by faith, be perfected, prepared for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Everybody that gets the call, that's what God purposed to do. Predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Huh? Hallelujah. So let us continue in that way. Heavenly Father, help me to pray. Help us, Lord, to walk in your way, to glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. I need you desperately, Lord. We need thee, O God. Help us, Lord, to be what you want us to be. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I got some help in the okra patch this morning. That's good. What I've found is I usually get plenty of help. Kurt and Edie used to show up at the wood pile. We wore Edie out. Kurt still shows up. Charles and Sharon used to show up. We wore Sharon out. Charles still shows up. And then, of course, there's Brother James. Where's James? We say that too much, don't we? Where's James? Adam? Adam, where art thou? Thank you, Lord. It would have been better if old Adam had, God, where are you? But he was trying to hide from God. Now let's learn a lesson. See, it was God that was looking for Adam, not Adam that was looking for God. However, God did find Adam. Huh? It'd been better if we, instead of running from God, we'd run to God. So he won't have to say, Adam, James, where are you? We would say, here, my Lord. All right, going on in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm pressing in. So going back to the help, I've always found, you know, since I've been here, I've always got plenty of help. Now, of course, Really, I have. Now, not all. You understand that. But there's been plenty of folk who go out of their way to help me. Is that all right? I appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. And I believe it would be so with anybody. You know, if you present yourself in the right way. You understand? It'd be better to be called, invited than summoned. You summon folk to help you. That's different than inviting them to help you. Y'all know, most folk know the difference. Your neighbor knows the difference when you talk about help. They say, is this a summon or is this an invitation? Now, if it's a summon, usually it don't work good. Boy, this is good. But if it's an invitation, then not always, but summons usually don't work too well except they come from the master. Even then, you know, God summoned us, absolutely, and invited us. He pleads with us. Hallelujah. So if I ask for help, I ask for help. I have no plan for how to be mean to you if you don't help me. Now, I've lived a while, you know. I've been dealt with and folks have dealt with me. You understand? So, well, usually when they ask, that there's a plan for if you don't accept. That's the summon. Everybody hear me? That's a summon. That is a summon. Now, do we need to process some more garlic, brother? Yeah. Now, Rose think we should pickle some. Anybody know how to do that? Anybody willing to do it? Okay. Really? You think you can? With God's help. All right, good. I don't know. What are you going to say about it?
We've had one jar in there for 6 months and nobody's open. And it's open and
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hey, y'all settle down in here. Pickle okra then. Okay? Don't y'all get excited. Anybody want to pickle some okra? I know we got okra to process. Pickled garlic, let's put it out. I'll eat it.
Amen.
Really?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Now, I don't go in the fridge looking for stuff except for, you know, my cat. So if it's back there and nobody puts it out, I won't look for it. You know, that'd be a lot of confusion. You set it out, I'll look for it. And I'm grateful that you all put the veggies up, spread it up. That's the best thing that we serve around here. Absolutely. Does a good job for you. I know. Absolutely. So, but of course, if they didn't put it out, I probably wouldn't go looking for it. But I'm glad that it's put out. Thank you, Lord. So we want to be faithful with what we have. If we got pickled garlic and you see it ain't moving, then the thing to do is put it up front. See if it'll move. Huh? Yeah, I promise you it will too. I don't know. I like pickled garlic. Absolutely. Of course, I like food. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we're talking about help a little bit. Or we're talking about how we entreat folk to help us. If we ask right, we'll probably get a right response. But if we ask and we've already decided in our mind they are lazy, whether it's true or not, you know, and they aren't going to want to help me, and so I'll have to go on putting them on my excrement list, then you probably won't get a good response. Now, you don't really purpose to do this. This is what happens. Some not looking at me right. Y'all understand that I judge the spirit. It's not what you say. I judge this spirit here. I didn't say anything wrong to her, but brother, she said, today ain't the day for this. That's exactly what she said. Can you imagine that? So what can I do? I have to back up. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's not. Old Kurt told me he was going to talk to Christian one time. I said, I don't think you'll talk to him now. We just have to use discretion. Really, there's times you don't want to talk to folk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're helpers one of another. That's what the scripture says. And we are. We are a body. We haven't fully accepted that. You know, somewhere in our intellect or maybe hanging up in our head, but as far as down into the heart, you know, that we be brethren, members of the same body, the Lord is bringing us into that realization. All right. Ain't God good? So I'm sure this is a process and God is dealing with you and me and all of us. So we know how to ask our neighbor for help. It's part of our perfection. And most of us don't know how. Yeah, most of us are demanding because we're above and everybody else is beneath. That's what demanding is. Now, in our minds, we say, oh, no. But in our spirits, we say, oh, yeah. And I won't be able to tell you the difference. And while I'm saying I won't be able to tell you the difference, we'll talk about herbs again. And a lot of folk talk about herbs as if, you know, you need to take this because I said so. And, well, that's not how they say it, but they tell you about the knowledge that they've acquired. And they do that to convince you that you ought to take it. Now, I speak to you by the word of God, and if I can't convince you to hear this, you're not going to convince me about your herbs. Y'all see how I speak? That's where I stand. That is exactly, if you think I'm talking about herbs, again, you're not hearing what the Spirit said. See? That's why you shouldn't talk about herbs, because you don't hear what the Spirit said. What I'm saying is, what I'm offering to you, in righteousness and faith and truth, is worth more than your herbs. And if you aren't careful, you won't offer your herbs in righteousness, the same way you won't ask for help in righteousness. And I'm talking about righteousness. And if you hear herbs and help, then you don't hear what I'm saying. I'm talking about righteousness. God is righteous. And he's called us to holiness. See? So no, if you present your herbs as if I ought to receive it, and then I tell you the word of God, and you say, well, maybe, then that's how we're going to deal with each other. I'm going to say, take your herbs and cram them, okay, until you receive this word of God. That's how I do it. Yeah. Now, see, I'm offending somebody. Not intentionally. Not intentionally. If you offend it, your heart's not right. That's God searching you out, not me. He's the one that searched, even the deep things. He's got precision. Dividing asunder between soul and spirit and joints and marrow. It discerns your thoughts and your intents. Now, did I make that plain? Well, when you present your herbs in whatever spirit you do, then I compare it with how you receive the word that I try to give you. And I'm not going to, you know, have you convince me that I should receive what you say about herbs when you reject what I say about God's word. I'm always going to balance them out. Now, I love to be healed. I've been healed. Jesus Christ healed me. Huh? Y'all believe I'm healed and don't know nothing about herbs? Huh? Really? Everybody don't believe that. You been healed, Charlie? Right? Get it right, Charlie. We're going to get that rod out for you. How come these little packages are so feisty? Tell me that. What did I do to offend somebody? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I guess I'm not a perfect man, huh? You know, Jesus Christ offended them. You know he's a perfect man. And the disciples said, you know the scribes were offended at this sin? He said, yeah. Leave them alone. He said, let the blind lead the blind. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted is going to be rooted up. Leave them alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, God judges the heart, and it's the spirit that matters. All right. Thank you, Lord. So, of course, I have trouble, you know, like Jesus. They say, he hath the devil. You know they said that? Isn't that something? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what you all think about herbs. I've got no problem with herbs. Or pickled garlic. See, I told you. Raw garlic. I like garlic. I like them scapes. Yeah. Onions and garlic. Everything. How about it? I've got a definition here. You all tell me what it is. To hide your true feeling, to hide your true feelings, motives, or beliefs behind a false. It's a verb, huh? Well, yeah, but that's not the one I'm looking for. To hide your true feelings, motives, or beliefs behind a false pretense. It's a verb used when someone tries to deceive others by pretending to be or feel differently than they are. Dissimulation. Now, the opposite of that, I won't be long, is speak the truth to your neighbor.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
How about that?
Amen.
And don't have any evil imagination in your heart concerning your neighbor. Y'all know I've got scripture like this?
Hallelujah.
Let's see if we can get it to the action. All right. I'm going to find it. Try to hide their feelings or motives. Now, I'm speaking nice to Charlene. Oh, Charlene, how are you doing? And in my heart,
that old butthole.
Y'all don't know that goes on. That smile in your face. Sweet words. All right. Now, what we need to do is examine ourselves or let the Holy Ghost search us. All right. Hallelujah. And we expect to get a different response because they don't know, you know, my real feeling. Well, usually folk do know. At least they know when it's not right. You understand that? They may not be able to, you know, put it in a perfect category, but they say, hey, this ain't right. You know, folk know that. Thank you, Lord. I'm moving kind of slow. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Leviticus 19, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel and say unto them, ye shall be holy. For I, the Lord your God, am holy. Ye shall fear every man his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall not steal. That's why we don't put locks on the freezers. Or that's why I say we should. Ye shall not steal. I got to go on, saints. Neither deal falsely. Neither lie one to another. Now, I just live here, okay? And I discern that we don't follow this too well. See? Deal falsely is the same as dissimulation. We're concealing or trying to our true motive or intent. It does show up. And we wonder why everybody else is so wrong. Well, I'm surprised how many times I keep running over this. Because that's what the Spirit is speaking. So I find it everywhere. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until morning. You give him what's due him immediately. I say, when they square up, then I'll be nice to them. No, you love them. That's what you owe. Is that what you owe? Some say yes, some won't answer. I'm going on. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the persons of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. So we have to put that up to the scripture, say that judge not, except you be judged. So judgment is required. Just understand when we judge, who we're judging. No matter who we judge, we're judging us. This is God's wisdom. This is God's wisdom.
Amen.
We don't believe it, but it's still true. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
No unrighteousness in judgment. We need help with that. Listen to it. Thou shalt not go up and down as a tale bearer among
Amen.
Thy people. Neither shall thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. I'm going to find another definition here. Tale bearer spreads gossip, rumors, or secrets, often to cause trouble. Tale bearer. One who spreads gossip, rumor, or secrets, often to cause trouble, hurt others, or betray a trust, to create drama, stir up trouble, sow discord. Tale bearer. The question was asked, well, what's the difference between gossip and tale bearer? Well, there's a little bit. Hallelujah. Gossip is just talking about stuff that, you know, could be, might not be, and what you heard. Tale bearer, you do it with the evil intent. Evil intent. That makes it a tale bearer. And you know who judged the intent? Yeah, God does. And the word does. See? Yeah, and the word does. Don't y'all be fighting, brother. We be brethren. Now, we need to put this in there while we're talking about judging the intent. The heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Out of the heart comes adulteries and fornication, uncleanness and lasciviousness. Y'all know that? Keep your heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. Hallelujah. So let me go and read my few scriptures. I won't be too long. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is still Leviticus 19. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Now this is holy scripture. This is divinely inspired. I guess God should have told us something more important. What do you think? And maybe he shouldn't have been so redundant with this. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. I know we love everybody in the mouth, you know. But thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt not avenge. Nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Help us, Lord. Y'all know what a grudge is, don't you? Well, some do, some don't. Grudge is something we shouldn't hold. That's right. That's something we need to give up. We can't please God. We can't fellowship with God. We can't go to the kingdom with grudge. It condemns us. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned.
Thank you, Lord.
Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
Thank you, Lord.
And to the intent that we disregard that shows the validity of the deceitful heart.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. And one time, Pastor Dowell and one of the brothers got together. And they decided that Pastor Rice had a mocking spirit. Isn't that good? So here they are bound together. Why? We know Pastor Rice has a mocking spirit. Now, I didn't slow me down. Praise the Lord. What I'm saying is, when we get together and discern what spirit's on the other person, we're headed for trouble. Now, you can take my word. You should believe this more than you believe whatever you believe about herbs. If you don't believe this over what you believe about herbs, you're a fool.
Amen.
Whenever you and anybody get together, that's two agreeing, and you're going to agree on what spirit somebody, then you need to be careful. Don't make for peace. Don't work righteousness. No. you know, form an alliance, but it's not a holy alliance.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And you've been called to holiness.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
As much as I say this, folk, they disregard it. But they want to talk to me about herbs.
Right.
And I hear about herbs, and I put it in the right perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They're not above the word of God. They're not above the faith of God. They're not in place of brotherly love or submission to God. See? And when you talk about earth and you throw all the other stuff away, then I really don't want to hear. Absolutely not. I really don't want to hear. Because sometimes, oh, help me, Jesus. Help Charlene, Lord. You know what my mom would say sometimes? Ain't nothing wrong with Charlene. She just need a good whipping. That's what she Hallelujah.
All we agree is good whipping.
That's not good, Charlene. That's not good, Charlene. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, mom would say that because she, you know, kid would be crying and I don't know what's wrong with him. Mama say, nothing wrong with that job. Just need a good whipping. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself. Then we fulfill the law. He that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Because love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, love has to do with others. Everybody loves themselves. That's not love. See? God is love, not because he loved himself. Huh? But he does. Because he's love. And that means he loves. That's his character. Huh? That's how he operates. That's how he deals. Huh? Now, understand, love worketh no ill to its neighbor. The God that loves us, even though we're all wrong and wretched and undone, love works no ill.
Amen.
See?
Amen. Yes.
Now that's love.
That's right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Let me go on in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Better than themselves. Better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Not natural to man. It is what God's called us to. Let us press into it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? He answered, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus said, you've answered right. Now this do, and thou shalt live. We answer, right? And we this do and we'll live. All right? But he willing to justify himself, say, who is my neighbor? Certainly not the one with that certain kind of spirit over there that me and Charlene agree on. They ain't my neighbor, are they? Are they my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? The Pharisees did similar, you know. And Jesus talked about it in Matthew 15, I think. He talked about how their traditions transgressed his commandment. Because, they, you know, the Bible say honor your father and mother. But we have a tradition. Corbett, yeah, we give them a gift and then we're free. We don't have to honor them. And we come up with such things, too. Since Neil has a such and such spirit, we're free. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. If you endure chastening, endure means you just like hardness or sound doctrine. If you endure. And we are in the time where men don't endure sound doctrine. They will hear it for a while and maybe get happy and get goosebumps, but they won't endure. When the time of the putting forth comes, then they won't bring forth. That's not enduring. You know, when I talk about love thy neighbor as thyself, and you say, amen, that's right. And then you go and that's not enduring. See, God would that we endure, because he that endure, not he that shall make put it on a show, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So we need to endure hardness, endure chastening. It's not joyous.
Amen.
Absolutely. And we can't blame our neighbor for
Amen.
It. It's the love of God.
Yes.
Y'all understand that chastening is a manifestation of God's love.
Yes.
So is reproof and rebuke.
Yes. Thank
you. You see how we usually respond, don't you?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Huh? Y'all see how we usually respond to rebuke? Chastisement, correction?
Thank you, Jesus.
Not very well, Brother
Amen.
Timothy. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Not very well. Now, what should happen is we seek a place of repentance.
Yes.
Not say, well, yeah, that's how Neil is. No. Say, Lord, help us.
Yes.
Help me specifically. Help me specifically. Thank you, Lord. Now, usually, you know, we start looking around too much.
Right.
And that's why we include others.
Amen.
Well, what we need to do is include us. And then everybody else is automatically included. But we like, well, you know, yeah, you too. Absolutely. That's why I'd be a fool if I were talking to everybody but me. I receive what I'm saying as the word of God. The very truth of God, the love of God, the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, what about Marie? Oh, what's that to you? Well, we're concerned about the other one, huh? Except when it's time to go to the field. Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to be done here. If you endure chastening, now endure is what I was emphasizing. Because we're going to be chastened, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Because Father loves us. And he is chastening us that we might be partakers of his holiness.
Amen.
See?
Hallelujah.
Because we're called to holiness. Chastening is required. And reproof and rebuke.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. So God's saying, hey, you're my son. And all the chastising is say, my son, my child.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. Corrected us. Corrected us. Some you can't correct. They're unruly. Now, they do it in different forms, but not receiving instruction is not receiving instruction. You know. Now, some used to tell me in the army, and I know it's not true, but they spread stuff around. You know what? As long as you show respect to the officer, you can say anything, you know. Huh? You are a low-down butthole, sir. Right. Try it and see. Try it and see. Hallelujah. Well, that's how we do. You know, lip service, we pasteurize, and then you disregard everything I say. Huh? Is that not the same thing? Okay, then. There's still no respect, though. I understand that. Even though you say with your mouth, you know, sir, pastor, brother, and then you do contrary. Oh, thank you, Lord. For verily, for a few days, he chasteneth us. Thank you, Lord. They verily, for a few days, chasteneth us after their own pleasure. But he, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. And whatever we do in the spirit will be contrary to the flesh. Absolutely. That's a good indicator for us. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable. Peaceable. Notice how peace and holiness goes together. And righteousness. A peaceable fruit of righteousness. See? Holiness, peaceable, righteousness. How about that? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Unto them that are exercised thereby. That mean those that endure and receive instruction. Everybody's chastised don't receive it. Absolutely not. You can see it by their response. After I got my medicine, so to speak, from Daddy John, he looked at me and he checked out my spirit. He checked out my look. Yes, and sometimes it wasn't right. He said, boy, you better straighten up and fly right. I didn't ask him to write out an essay. I knew what he was saying.
Thank you, Lord.
Some response to spirit like he'd done me wrong. We ain't gonna have that boy.
Thank you, Lord.
And many times when we're reproved, we're rebuked here, then we get the response, I've been done wrong.
Thank you, Lord.
That means I've offended you. And we accept it as being okay.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, because Pastor Rice just trying to beat me up, you know. And we never consider that we're stiff-necked and rebellious. Hallelujah. Yeah, to the chastening of the Lord, we should submit. We should receive it. Reproof of it. Instruction is the way of life. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Hallelujah. So that's. You do it that way, you won't dissemble.
Right.
You'll just, you know, let Charlene know what you think about it.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I think about you, Charlene? You're a child of God.
That's right.
Thank All right.
You.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What think you of Christ?
Hallelujah.
They say he's David's son.
Right.
Whose son is he? They say he's David's son. So I think we are children of God.
Hallelujah.
We should endure chastening. We should receive instruction.
Hallelujah.
We should love repute, reproof.
Yes,
instruction. All right. I'll see. Okay. Going on in Jesus' name. It yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby, those that receive it, those that endure it. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight path for your feet. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Good instructions, huh? How do we follow peace? Well, we can have anything in our heart as long as we don't say it to Charlene. Is that right? That make for peace? Oh. And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and shew mercy and compassion every man to his brother. Mercy and compassion. Hallelujah. So when you see them in fault or sin of sin, mercy and compassion. All right. Now we're going to make sure everybody know and going to wait to see that they get, we're going to sit like Jonah. Huh? Well, God, Lord, the hammer on him. Lord, the hammer on him, God. Of course, we'll be like Jonah. It won't happen like that. You know Jonah was angry? Because God didn't lower the hammer on him. You know that? You know God said, hey, Jonah, doest thou well to be angry? You know what Jonah said?
Yeah.
Huh? We got Jonas in here, don't we? Hallelujah. Now, so here's the little rebellious prophet out there pouting in the hot sun. God had mercy on him. So he calls a gourd to grow up and give him a little shade. He did do it now. Hallelujah. Of course, he cursed the gourd. Hallelujah. And showed how Jonah thought more about the gourd than the people of Nineveh. God sent Jonah down there so they would repent. Jonah wasn't looking for that. He was looking for God's wrath on him. But something better happened. They came to repentance. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. So don't figure out what spirit somebody's under. It won't be good. Just let God be the judge. Okay? And whatever spirit thereof, the response is still the same. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Huh? No matter what spirit. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't be a talebearer. Don't go around speaking things to hurt.
Amen.
Or to sow discord or make for trouble. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother. And it always says in your heart. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what to do, right? But God gets pretty clear about it in your heart. Goes on to say, but they refused to hearken. I believe it, Lord. And pulled away the shoulder. Stop their ear. They should not hear. You know, if I had done that in front of my father, you wouldn't be seeing me now. I wouldn't know. No, you wouldn't. I believed it like that. Of course, I never thought about doing that. Hallelujah. Yeah, I tell you, I tried real hard to get in the right state. You know, after I got my little whipping and he was checking me out, I was trying to line up, brother. Absolutely. These are the things that you shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Again, this is redundant. Let none of you imagine evil in your heart. And your heart's against his neighbor. Love no false oath. For all these things do I hate, saith the Lord. Ephesians 4:24, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation. Yes. We heard what that is. That's your false pretense. Yes. You're, you know, doing things to deceive your neighbor so they don't know how you really feel. Let love be without that. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate, one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Now we're between a rock and a hard place. Hallelujah. You know that, don't you? I'm speaking it in right in your ears. You say you love the word, you love the truth. Praise the Lord. You know God's watching how you deal with your neighbor. Well, understand, just because you don't say bad things to them, that's not good enough.
That's right.
And that's what we think.
Amen.
You know, I haven't even said nothing to so-and-so. Well, maybe you should have said something.
Right, maybe
you should have said, sister, I love you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Come on, let's pickle some okra together. You want to help me pickle okra? Maybe we should say it like that. But here's what we think. If we don't say anything to them, then we're fine. We're fine. Don't we? That's why we go around and don't say anything to them. You know, it's like the man in the doghouse. How foolish we are to be here and avoid one another and not be able to be reconciled. Over what? But what would we find? What shall separate us? What shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Now, here we are. Why can't any sister go up and hug another sister? Well, well, well. Because this is reality, Pastor. Yes, that's right. We live in a real world. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. God's searching us out.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, amen. We shouldn't avoid each other. No. God put us here to dwell together in unity. Now, we're here, but we still like to operate independently. That's not the purpose. We're here to say, I need somebody else. That's the mission I heard. You know, when you need somebody else. Which we do. It's just the truth. Since we are members of the body, we need somebody else. No matter what we think. We can be deceived to think that, but since we're members of the body, just guess what? We need somebody else. And we can't say to the other member, I don't need you. No. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Almost to the end here. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Another place it says, let brotherly love continue. And to godliness, add brotherly kindness. Well, it's in there enough times, huh? We should get it, huh? Brotherly kindness. Love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Now, of course, we don't know what fervent means, so we're going to have trouble with the love. If we call our prayers fervent, then I guess we call the love fervent, too. I'm just too plain, aren't I? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I didn't say nothing to her all day. What do you mean? I ain't done nothing to her. I love her. Can we dwell together and find occasion not to say something to our neighbor? Come on. Bless you. Run on, brother. Press on. Be encouraged. How are you doing today, brother? Oh, Jesus. Not slothful. Slothful or slowful? Which is it? I say slowful, but y'all know what I mean. Huh? It's the opposite of fervent. Not slowful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality, that which is good to aid and comfort others. Huh? We can do that with a word. But if we determine not to say anything to a certain one, then we're not going to use hospitality. You know, I don't talk to that one. They're of this spirit. You know, hey, so-and-so is of that spirit. I won't say nothing to her. Well, at least Christian know what I'm talking about. I'm nobody else, so maybe y'all will catch up. I am hitting the bullseye. Hallelujah. A naughty person, a wicked man walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination with him. A proud look, a lying tongue, a lying tongue, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Hallelujah. Of course, when we hate our brother without a cause, that's innocent blood. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Listen to it. These seven things, seven are an abomination unto him. Proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift and run into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies. Boy, that he's got that in there too much. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. When we speak not what makes for peace, say not what makes for peace, do not what makes for peace, we're transgressors. Follow peace with all men. Now, again, we think peace is when I don't say anything to Sharon. That's peace. No, 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 no. If you live here and you can't find something to say to Sharon all day long, that's not peace. That's not a right relationship. Absolutely not. But I know how we think. You know, I haven't said anything to so-and-so. So I guess we're at peace then, huh? Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make rule over his house and to give them their portion of meat, their meat in due season? Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father that sent me. When his disciples come back and say, you, anybody give you something to eat? He said, I have meat. Eat that you know not of. See? He gives us manna from heaven. Amen. Daily bread. Thank you, Lord. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. So doing, so doing. So doing. Of a truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and began to beat the men servants, and the maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. What a beautiful message. I didn't hear it all, but heard Brother Wilkinson talking about, what are you eating and drinking? He was coming from this scripture. What are you eating and drinking? We should eat the good word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be sober, be vigilant, saints. But it tells the course of things when we begin to say in our heart, our Lord delayeth his coming. What follows after that is we don't treat each other right. And we don't eat the right thing. We eat the lies and the foolishness of the world. Engrafted word, we don't want nothing to do with it. We make sure we allow ourselves to be offended. And somebody preach good truth to us and preach it with conviction, we make sure we are offended.
Thank you, Lord.
That's when we're eating the wrong thing.
Amen.
And we're being drunk.
Right.
And we're not going to be found so doing if we're found in that state.
You
believe everything your kinfolk say? And I speak right out of the book.
Thank you, Lord.
And you refuse my instruction. Of course, what we eat and drink, it shows up in our health. Hallelujah. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looked not for him. And that's when he's coming for many, the ones that look not for him. And they'll get their portion with the hypocrites. You know, one who told how much they loved Jesus, extolled themselves on how holy they were. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Or the righteous judge is going to come and judge. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. So what are you eating and drinking today? Huh? Let it be so. Let it be so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members. mortifies and put to death. Fornication, uncleanness. Of course, they come out of the heart. See? Not out of your neighbor's heart. Unless they come out of your heart. They come out of my heart. Everybody understand? We're not dealing with the spirit on the other fellow. That's what we like to do. Like, well, so-and-so is a so-and-so, and you know so. We're sons of God. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Uncleanness, uncleanness, uncleanness. Inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Paul said, our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor of guile. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Try your heart, he try my heart. Are you going to bite your tongue so you don't offend Charlene? Absolutely not. He's going to try my heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For neither at any time use we flattering words as dissimulation. You understand? As you know, not a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others. Neither, or when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and reserve the just, unjust until the day of judgment, to be punished. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh. Can we do that? In the lust of uncleanness, 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 and despise government. Nobody gonna rule over me. I'm Brother Stair's disciple. Presumptuous are they. Self-will, self-will, self-will. They're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. I heard a pretty song this morning. You're not your own, you're his. It's the truth. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm thine, O Lord. What would you have me to do? I present my body, Lord, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable. A reasonable service to perform. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yeah, we're doing good. I got that help in the okra patch this morning. So, yeah, that freed me up to go swimming. Hallelujah. And then to the woodpile. Ain't God good? God does it like that for me all the time. Really? When I just give myself to God, then he works everything out. Of course, it works out because I purpose to do his will. So whatever happens, I'm satisfied. Or I go swimming, I'm satisfied. Don't go swimming, I'm satisfied. But he worked it out, so I still may not go, but I think I have time. Hallelujah. And someone has prepared the pool. Shall we not swim? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, God. So called to holiness, not to uncleanness. What's uncleanness? It covers a lot, just like sin. Y'all know sin covers a lot. We like to deal with it. It's what the other person does, but that's not it. Fornication, that all uncleanness, all unrighteousness. Uncleanness is broad, just like unrighteousness. All unrighteousness is sin. All sin is unrighteous. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So perhaps we could ask God to help us with our hearts. So, he's the heart fixer. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And he will do it. We don't have to feel good. That's what we like to do. When I'm feeling a certain way, I'll talk to Charlene. Otherwise, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Charlene said I could talk. Sometimes she's grouchy. Sometimes I am. Praise the Lord. But I'm God's son. Not by choice. My testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. So, the ruler have to submit. Submission is required on the part of all of us. And submission is just submission to the righteousness of God. God does not require us to submit to unrighteousness because he's a righteous God. When we have trouble submitting to righteousness, then we're saying, God, you ain't right. No matter how much we say, I love Jesus. And we say that, don't we? And we honor him with our lips. But when we think what he requires of us is not right, then we call him unrighteous. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the Almighty God who requires us to love one another, serve one another. It's the best thing. It's the right thing. Since God requires it of us, you can know that it's right. You can know that it's best. You can know that it's the way of holiness. You know that, see? Because God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, all right. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good, he's so good to me. God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, he's so good to me.
I love him so. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, in some of the swimming instructions, they say it's important to know what you're doing, you know, by the way you feel, because you really can't see yourself. And I understand, because if you do a video of yourself, which I did, I said, man, that I thought I was doing better than that. So you have to learn by feel when you're doing the right thing. How about that? So that's what righteousness is. The law is, you know, well, high catch, head position, you know, and you keep thinking, and mine won't do that. But once you learn by, you know, feel, then you can do it. Huh? That's what righteousness is. Point by point is not righteousness. That's you trying to establish your own. Hallelujah. When you show up and say, I'm just going to love so-and-so, then things begin to happen. You say, well, I'm going to do this. She got to do that. And I'm going to do this. And they have to do. Won't work. Hallelujah. Love has no, it's not dependent on what the other folk do. No, love is not. No, that was the case, God wouldn't love us. And we're required to love one another like God loves us. So no matter how unsavory your neighbor is, you love them. You could be just as unsavory to them. So you be nice to them and be sweet. All right? Because they love you according to the commandment of God. Hallelujah. And don't think this unrighteous. Y'all understand that? Yeah, he loves us. And this takes nothing away from God. This exalts God. Absolutely. Who else would love sinners? Come on. Who else would die for sinners? See? So it's not, we're not victims when we lay down our lives for Angela. Absolutely not. No. No, we're blessed and called of God. That's what we're called to do. I was thinking about the whipping boy. I was told, I read that, you know, the rich folk, they had a whipping boy. So they didn't whip the prince. They whipped his whipping boy. You know, when I cut up, they said, come here, Kurt. I'm going to whip you. Absolutely. So that when we find somebody with a certain thing that we don't like, we make them our whipping boy. You understand? Now, in the true sense, that's what Jesus is for us. All that we deserve was put on him. Okay? Voluntarily. This is what love caused him to do. We love, don't we? All right. It has nothing to do with other person's response. Love overcomes. Love don't fail. Huh? Hallelujah. And the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto you. So what happened is we go back and forth between a double mind, you know, carnal mind, spiritual mind, and we just, you know, we aren't consistent. Praise the Lord. Be carnally minded is death. Be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. All right. Jesus said, if they keep my commandments, they'll keep yours. So you understand, we're not going to keep your commandments. We will endeavor to keep God's commandments. Is that all right? Hallelujah. So please don't let me hear about dissension among us. Amen. All right? Thank you. Yeah, I just want to see peace and love. Amen, amen. That's what God requires. That's what he's done in us. We're all new creatures. Y'all know where I find it? Y'all know I have experience too? I'm a new creature. Absolutely. Hallelujah. So I have power to put the old man to death. Not only power, I have commandment. This is how we please God. Crucify the flesh. Put off that old man. Put on the new man. Created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. I was thinking about, you know, some of the things that have happened here. I mean, you write them in the book and folk would say, no, you are lying, brother. One of the things that happened, we went down to number 26 one day, and there was a woman in there. I think David found it. He said, man, there's a woman down there, so-and-so. I said, what? I mean, just living here. Y'all remember, don't you? Some of you? Of course, somebody knew she was there. I'm sure. Thank you, Lord. And then there was a time that, well, this happened twice. Yeah. One time it was one of the men that were here brought their kinfolk in. And she was down there. Other time it was Rosetta. Y'all know these things happen here? But I'm looking at the response around the happenings. One of them, you know, I was perturbed and provoked that woman was in there. Jan says she's a nice person. Had nothing to do with it. Huh? Nothing to do with it. That young man just defied authority. And you, when the kinfolk came in, you see how he treated you, huh? Y'all don't remember? Why are you bringing this up? I'm stirring your pure mind by way of remembrance. What I'm talking about is the agreement that folk had in that. And here I am standing for righteousness. Some didn't give me no help. Y'all say, oh, they're nice people, so they should just come in here and do whatever they want to do. Or they're his kinfolk. He should just kick us to the curb and do whatever they wanted. That's what he did. I was here. And I noted the agreement. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. God worked it out. And who knows what all that he worked out in that. Hallelujah. But I remember specifically, Jan didn't see a problem with her being down there. Of course, I made the point. I said, what if they showed up in your house? Huh? Maybe not them, but somebody that's not nice. How about they showed up in your house? What, I guess it's been all right? See how when we make a judgment, we always judge ourselves. Absolutely. And many such things, and folk would look to me and say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, you need to fix this stuff. Beyond my control. Hallelujah. Beyond my control. You ought to do this. You ought to do that. And what I endeavor to do now as well as then is whatever God would have me to do. It'll do you well if you get yourself out of it.
Amen.
And just endeavor to do God's
That's
will.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
It's so simple, but it's so difficult for men to do. Somehow, man likes to have some say-so. We bring nothing.
Amen.
Huh? We don't even bring a desire to be saved. Absolutely not.
Amen.
Let alone the means to get it done. We bring nothing. Salvation is completely of the Lord. It's the same way with healing. Now some people present the herbs and they leave that out. They don't try to do it, but that's how they do it. You understand? Here I am with the XYZ. It's going to make you whole. Now you take your XYZ. Come on. Hallelujah. It's the first thing to come to mind. I believe the first thing that should come to mind is call for the elders. See how I said? Now, once we get hooked on the herbs, the hell with the elders. We ain't going to call them. Or maybe after we present the herbs, we'll call the elders. I'm talking about the right perspective, esteeming things rightly. And some are going to hear me say, Pastor Rice don't know that God made herbs and that he made them for the service of man. And when you say that, I'll just say, thou fool. Wisdom is the principal thing. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Concerning us, faith in Jesus Christ is the principal thing. Whatever comes against, we need to get over. Whether it's herbs or children. Anything, whatever comes against our faith, it's against us and it's against God. This faith we have to fight for. It's called a fight. And it's not folk coming after us with machetes or guns. No. It's the invisible that we all deal with, but that we have power to overcome. By what God has given us. That's what we want to keep. We don't want the herbs to rob us of that.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we aren't careful, anything and everything will rob us of the faith. I mean, when we give credit to anything but God. Now, of course, they're going to say, well, I'm going to give God the credit. He made the herbs. That's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. You say, I'm going to give God the credit. He's the healer. Man, that's better. See, do it like that. He can heal with a herb. He can heal without a herb. See? Make sure you do it like that. Oh, well, he made such and such. Yeah, God don't need herbs to heal. Yeah, we're going to give God the glory. That's our business. In everything, in all things. Praise. I'm going to be done here. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Charlene, you're healed, you know. Yeah, so instead of being grouchy, you give God glory. Rejoice. Rejoice and be happy today. Hallelujah. All right. Gina, you doing all right today? How are you going to cook that fish? Good. Sailor likes fried fish. That's not her best, though. She likes it best baked or raw. But praise the Lord. Give God the praise, saints. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Father God, I bless you, Lord. We thank you. Father, I guess in very quickly, Lord, help us to quit like men, Father God, because we are your children. Whatever we do today and henceforth, help us to do it in a way that pleases you, which is by faith. And by faith, we love one another. We thank you for this word today. Thank you for the conviction today. We thank you for all things, Father God, for mostly for saving our souls.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. All hearts and minds clear? Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.